because you can handle the truth.
Network got a bunch of calls lined up. Ken says it felt like a slippery slope when they started removing the statues. You know, and if you look back to when back in the archives, I think it was June 17th. I want to say 2015, but don't hold me to that. Maybe it was no, it wasn't 16. It was 2015. I did a show. A couple days after the Charleston Dillon Storm Roof false flag psychological operation. I don't maintain necessarily that people might not have been killed in the operation, just like Sandy Hook. You know, other people say nobody died, blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to go that far, but what I will say is there's enough red flags to throw it over the line for me that it was an operation versus an organic murder. I think there were nefarious, let's say, operators involved with Charleston, the Dillon Storm Roof, Stormfront, Daily Stormer, all that stuff encoded in Dillon Storm Roof's name. This stuff is very heavy stuff, folks. If you can get back into my archives, you'll find that show where I really, really, we blew that one out of the water. The thing is, that's when the war on the Confederate stuff really lit up, okay? Dillon Storm Roof, Charleston, the Black Church, okay? Now, there was I can't remember, Nigerian or some sort of guy that just shot up a church in Tennessee, some kind of Black Power idiot. So you've got the mirror kind of situation that just happened today in a church, I believe it was in Tennessee, and it's up all over the place online. Some heavy race war operations going on, and it's, you know, nobody wants to see it, but at the same time, our, like I said earlier, our streets are so dangerous, and they're getting more and more dangerous. The more and more minds they pollute. The little rapper last week, remember, XXXTentacion? Now he got clotheslined at a club. And that was all over online, and it was nice to see him get knocked out. But he did the video of hanging a little white child last week. That was on my I covered that. Really sick stuff. And so the entertainment cabal, the sports cabal, the academic cabal, they're all involved with this buildup of racial tension, and eventually the rubber band's going to snap. And we're going to see this probably across United States, Canada, Australia, and Europe simultaneously, I would guess. It's probably going to kick probably somewhere all around the same time. And so, they're pushing everybody into our little enclaves, and it's tough to watch. It really is. Let's take Jeff in Idaho. Jeff, greetings, man.
Hey, Robert.
Hey.
Here's kind of, I think, where we're at with all the stuff. If you go back to all the, I got a small echo, but that's okay. If you go back to all the slaving that occurred, past 500 or 600 years.
Yeah.
When the Vatican basically incorporated, you know, it basically then started the process where the financial system was used to go back to India, and then the Rajas were supported by the British, yeah. And they extracted all these profits, and Deanna Spingola basically documents it real well. And you end up with this book called, Nameless Wars, and it basically shows how all the European banking system has basically been slowly destroyed, and Christianity has been subverted by, you know, the issuing money at interest. Right? Mm. Sharia law basically says, hey, I'm going to give you a loan, but we're going to basically make it a fixed percentage. So this is essentially why Sharia law is being, like, denigrated, you know, with all these things. So in all these details, what you look at is the Napoleonic Wars are basically set up for the Rothschilds to basically make Switzerland their bank depository. And they would basically use gold to basically pay stamp costs to go for international mailing with the treaty, and then they would bankrupt all these countries because they were going to control all the gold. So this has been rolled over two or three times. Now, America, basically, if you look at it, Anna, in her book, You Know Something's Wrong in America, When, this is, I'm going to read a paragraph from page 151. And
yeah,
this is published on June 16th, 2015. Pope Francis has taken major steps toward correction of the Church and the Church's administration of the Global Estate Trust. He has rewritten the International Criminal Code, UCC, and held the lawyers and judges and clerks who are primarily responsible for the misadministration of justice liable for their acts and omissions. Motu Pari, July 11, 2013. He has undertaken an exhaustive global diplomatic mission seeking to establish an honest banking system, BRICS initiative. Most of all, he has sought to keep the peace and avoid any conflict among the religions supporting the law of the land. Judaism, Christianity, and Islam should stand against the cult of mystery Babylon instead of being hoodwinked into fighting each other and letting their enemies profit from their mutual destruction. This is essentially like a line from Enoch, you know, where Michael basically allows the evil giants to basically fight themselves to their own self-destruction. Anna basically says Satan worshippers are the war, W-A-R shippers, okay? And so the thing that's going on that in the background with this October 31st, 500th, anniversary of Martin Luther's, nailing the articles on the church.
Yeah, Wittenberg,
you know,
yeah.
It's 500 years on Halloween, okay? So what we've got right now is we've got all these guys that, the United States was formed a certain way as a confederation, just like the European Union is right now, right? The District of Columbia was only a city-state to handle basically tariffs and control and basically raise an army because you couldn't have a standing army in America. This is what Thomas Jefferson warned about. Can't have a central bank because they're more dangerous than a standing army. Well, if you're not going to have a bank, then you can't have a standing army. So because of the way Anna has documented all this stuff, the British basically came in and essentially were running the District of Columbia. The War of 1812 was to burn the founding documents and then basically put the Lawyers Guild to run them into America to basically start subverting the things. They got rid of the missing 13th Amendment that said lawyers could not be in government. Okay, so the common law process started to disappear right at that point. And so then what they did is they basically, if you read the book Blood Money and Civil War and the Federal Reserve, it took 20 or 30 years for them to basically use, like, Uncle Tom's Cabin and all the other things to basically set a divide and conquer between the North and South. So the South basically was paying 75% of the governmental costs, and the North was paying 25%. So as Deanna Spingola writes in her book, The Ruling Elite, the South was a captive plantation to the North. So all these things are going on, and what you got is you got the British patent system is essentially milking the Industrial Revolution back into Britain, okay, to make all their profits. So now what they found out is they said, we can make these wars, and we can fund both sides, and then from 1702 they've been resharing persons. And that's why the seven-year thing, if you have a bank account, if you don't come in for 7 years, they basically roll it into the bank. Okay? This system has been going on since 1702, where they reinsure the people, like Lloyds of London, for basically their person, and then basically run them through their life, and then they kill them, and then they get this massive wealth, and this is how they've been transferring the wealth slowly and surely, and they've been debasing the currency, and this is all the battles we've been fighting. So what Anna's been coming across recently is that, she started her stuff in the last Congress. Okay, Congress is an international word meaning that representatives from nation states come together and meet. That's what the word Congress means, okay? And that's still what it means, all right? They've tried to redo it, but here's a paragraph from that Anna basically wrote yesterday, and this is, I'll tie this into Putin in a second. In other words, Jacob Rothschilds and the Bank of France, sponsor of the IMF fiasco, have been given a polite boot out of the door, and Paul Ryan, Nancy Pelosi, and John McCain, and all the other bad actors ride along with U.S. Incorporated, they're attempting at restructuring the same old manure pile by calling it a new name, the United States of America, Inc., and misrepresenting a commercial corporation as a new republic isn't going to change our minds or make any difference in the outcome. The entire world is now aware of what's going on here, and no one is putting up with it any longer. The 200-plus nations that have suffered along with the American states and people from the bullying lawlessness of these different territorial municipal governments, corporations are fed up as we are. What's going on is there's a book in parallel with what Anna's work. It's called Pandora's Box, okay? And what it does is it shows how essentially all of the modern Fortune 500 companies were held by one private company in a family in South Carolina. And these are the people that traveled down to Jekyll Island to set up the Federal Reserve System. So what we get into is that the Talmudism that's been going on with the banking and the wars, they were at the apex almost of getting the New World Order system together, and they didn't get the. Remember in 2005 when Wesley Clark basically thinked on them and said, "Hey, you know, they got to basically take down all these non-Vatican bank locations by 2008." Okay, they didn't do it. So what that did is Putin said, "Okay, kick the Rothschilds out, get rid of the Soros crowd," and so now what's going on is all these guys that have leveraged paper assets, which Anna is basically attacking through these UCC commercial liens, like the American Bar Association is an unconstitutional, illegal thing. Jeff Sessions right now is the head of Interpol and is essentially a UN representative. So the funny things you see going on with Jeff Sessions are probably tied with how all this stuff interconnects. You see what I'm saying?
Well, he's a member of the bar. He's a member of the bar, right?
Right, right. And so
he was a U.S. attorney. So I mean,
right,
I don't
exactly right.
Yeah.
So all this stuff, the way it rolls over is that the 70-year international bankruptcy rolled from 1789 to 1859 to 1929 to 1999. Well, what happens is this Project for a New American Century and Securing the Realm in 1996, where this Israeli terrorism stuff was going to be essentially the new 100-year war, right? It was basically put in place because the United States was coming out of bankruptcy in 1999. And so what these guys have done is they used 9/11 to basically divert all this information on how these things are going. So Anna basically has shown that because of the way the structure is, the District of Columbia, they basically have funded, like through shell corporations, all these other world governments. And all these other world governments in the 1930s Geneva Conventions basically issued birth certificates that the people didn't know that was a straw man, as Clint Richardson, you know, from strawmanstory.info, explains what's going on. It's an invisible taxing mechanism, because property owners were basically not supposed to be taxed, you know, and any of the taxes were supposed to be leveled between all the states. So what you've had since the Civil War is you've had this communistic federalism that basically has made a corporate person, through the use of what's called Satanism, something that will last immortally. You know, the human body dies, but these corporations are basically satanic, where they will live past the living people. And so what they've done is they've made it so you can't uncharter them, but they've made it where it's this giant roller coaster where all these things are basically kind of coming apart at the wheels now, right? All the credit that they've run up, the quadrillions of debt in the derivatives, is, you know, should have popped a long time ago. And so what Putin is doing right now is, because what Brzezinski did to them, you know, going into Afghanistan, Putin's doing the same thing to the U.S. and bleeding them in the areas because... Brzezinski was basically about the grand chessboard, okay? If you control the Silk Road, you control the world, all right? And so Putin right now and Xi Jinping are basically not going to let the Royal Institute, the Tradivostok, and the James Bond-type characters, and this goes along with Eric Freedom Screamer that Chris is on his show. He basically shows that Betsy DeVos is, like, got this neurophone connection that's tied to the Israelis, and what it is it's basically brain monitoring, okay? And so she's in the Department of Education. So this is how they're going to try and figure out who's going to be the subversives in the future, right? And so the agenda basically has to unfund the government so it basically collapses. But the military and all the other things are basically taken care of. So Tom Lockhart Stewart, basically, when he was in Oregon, he basically got out the Oregon Constitution, where it showed basically how it had been taken over through this corporate takeover during the Civil War, right, and been rewritten. And then he, as a fire person, he basically found, you know, aluminum powder, flares, gasoline, and, fire trucks that didn't have their batteries hooked up to them, so they couldn't go out to fight fires. This is one of the reasons why he got grabbed, you know, in this whole snatch and grab thing. So Bruce Ray Riggs has been on RBN trying to actually explain this stuff again. So what's going on is these guys are slowly, slowly getting bled by the information flow, because 9/11 has basically been fully exposed. All the countries now are looking at America as, you know, crackpots, like McInsane, you know. And a lot of the mafia underworld funding that Art from Philly explains, you know, in his NoPlaceForCorruption.com, basically really defines really the district of criminals, what's really going on. And so I'm just saying, if you watch essentially what's going on with Anna's work, she's a bellwether of what these guys are actually trying to hide. And so when these guys came back from August and they found out that their Russian meme and all the psychological warfare basically had zero effect, it actually had a negative backlash and some blowback, they went, oh, my God. So now they're trying to figure out, you know, how do they basically try and keep this thing afloat until they try and crash the economy by December? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, yeah.
So, so I don't,
Anna's,
you know,
basically,
let me say
Anna's
this, though.
The person to, yeah, go ahead.
Let me say this, though. You're seeing it through certain channels that Lord Rothschild's bragging that the New World Order will be in place by 2018. I'm just very leery of Pope Francis and the Jesuits to somehow think that they're actually trying to do something, some sort of a decent reset of the
This was in 2015 is what I'm saying. 2017 is completely different now, okay? Because Putin saved Syria. And they were trying to get rid of the Christians. Israel's trying to get rid of the Christians in Syria and basically get all that oil for Kurdistan. And because essentially they were going to link, the Greater Israel Project was going to be a scimitar. It was going to sweep from Israel, you know, into Lebanon, Syria, Kurdistan, and go over to the, and try and cut Qatar off from their natural gas deposits and the Iran pipeline. That didn't work. What I'm saying is that there's multiple levels going on right now, that are, you know, our agendas that are 50 years old, that he's actually just, you know, got the reins on. And he's now basically backed off as the CEO, as the pontiff, you know. He's only the pope. So he's not wearing the commercial hat from what Anna's talking about with all these bankruptcy things. Because what's gone on is these things have just blown up in their face in the past couple of years. You see what I'm saying? Where now, and this comes back to Dr. Parker's show. Dr. Parker's show has been about chloramine being used for white genocide, Japanese genocide, and Irish genocide for the past 11 years. Okay? When people find out that his program is about white genocide, then it's all over. Okay? And this is where, so now he's getting on multiple radio stations, and he's getting out there, and this whole program only worked if it was secret. Okay? Now all the legs are getting busted, and everyone is basically figuring out a different piece of it, and are exposing it. I mean, just like this architects for 9/11, you know, they're basically trying to get a law, you know, for all this other stuff. And it's pretty funny that the terrorism thing that they passed just recently in the District of Columbia, you know, they could be actually, all those guys could be caught up in the 9/11 stuff from, you know, from 16 years ago. You know? So I'm saying that Trump is acting like a maniac right now, all right? Bibi Netanyahu is a certifiable loon because he's been caught, and, like, he's ordered three more submarines, and, like, one of those submarines may have been used in 2001 to fire, like, a cruise missile from the Kursk into the Pentagon to basically try and have Russia nuke America and then take out China, and then Israel's the only one with nuclear weapons on the planet. That was essentially USS Liberty Part 2, okay, 50 years delayed. So, you know, well, 40-ish. So that's essentially where I think we're really at. And the guys in D.C. are just scrambling now because since 76, none of these guys are essentially are protected by constitutional protections because they're private contractors. They're like a CEO of a corporation. And if you bring these common law juries against them, Robert, you can basically take them down and basically go after them personally. And that's the next thing that has to happen. It's been
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Broadcasting, Robert Ray Voltz and Cutoff. This is Jeff from Idaho. The continuing saga is that the globalists are in a panic now to basically use all of the fiat cash to basically try and use their corporations to do what they did in the 1930s, which was called the Geneva Conventions. And what they did is essentially, instead of having sovereign governments come together, they basically created a corporate system where all these government service corporations out of the District of Columbia would basically tax people by issuing a birth certificate, and then they would fund the governments, and this money would basically come back through the big slush fund of the Federal Reserve System, and they would run the petrodollar system after the Bretton Woods system broke down. So where we're at right now is that system is basically collapsing, and the only sovereign governments on the planet right now are Vatican City. And because of the family relationship that Anna has with her husband, is the original unincorporated United States of America as it was with all the nation states from the 13 colonies. My law professor, Dr. Ed Rivera at www.organiclaws.org, go into this very succinctly. He explains that the Senate comes from one location, and the House of Representatives comes from the original Northwest Territories. So when these guys are talking about Congress, they essentially implemented a military dictatorship, and that's why the federal government has districts. And Clint goes into this book, strawmanstory.info, where when you're in a district, you're under distress by the government. And so when the Whiskey Rebellion came in, Hamilton and these guys wanted, you know, the guys, just like people wanting to grow hemp and marijuana right now, industrial hemp for, you know, clothes and animals, and marijuana for, you know, like medicinal purposes. Hamilton, Washington, these guys, because they're big distillers, they basically went and invaded the Pennsylvania area. And so this is how the military conquest of America started. But people in the background don't realize. And Andrew Jackson, when he basically was doing his work, found that, you know, he basically killed the bank. And then what these guys did to get back at him, when the Indians were basically being transferred along the Trail of Tears, the Van Buren administration, right after Jackson's administration, basically didn't leave food on the trail. So what happens is the Indians basically died, and they blamed it on Jackson, so that basically everyone would never look back at Jackson as being a good person because he killed the bank. So it took them 20 or 30 years to set up the Civil War, and the best book on that is Blood Money, the Civil War and the Federal Reserve, and explains how essentially Judah P. Benjamin, essentially all the shippers of cotton down in the South, how they basically were working on these items to basically set up America. Now, the Tsar, from the agenda that was set up in the Napoleonic Wars, knew that they were going to go after America because of the missing 13th Amendment. And after they took it out in America, they'd be coming after Russia. So after Lincoln was taken out, the Seward's Folly about Alaska was essentially an attempt to make a hotline between the western coast of the United States and essentially a hotline going to Russia, so that the two countries that had the largest land masses at this point would be together against the globalist. So this is where we're at right now. So Putin is essentially the equivalent of the Tsar during the Civil War, and Donald Trump, even though he's being manipulated, is essentially Lincoln with his back from the bankers trying to stab him in the back. So 9/11 was basically a system to basically bring in the world security state by bringing in Homeland Security, bringing in the TSA, and then all of the, essentially, the Internet censoring. When you look at the 7/7 bombing, the four patsies that were on, you know, that were supposed to have done the bombing, their train didn't even run, okay? And Netanyahu was the individual that was at that operation. So if you track back all these disastrous events, what you're going to find is Bibi Netanyahu has been the person that coined the word war on terror back in the 70s. And we got a break coming. I will show. Survive disaster.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. Owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
No land, dystopia, living in the grips of fear. Murder rate, suicide, it happens all the time. American nightmare coming true. American nightmare coming straight for you. A sad state of affairs when there's nothing we can do. Sit and watch our country die. It affects, it injects, to correct we reject the beginning of the end of time.
All right, we're back. Cindy Radio. Sorry about that, folks. My internet got zapped. I tried to reboot it three times, had to take all the wires out, plug it back in, and it was still giving me no signal. So, hey, do we guys still got Jeff with us?
Yeah, Robert, no dead air. You did fine.
Hey, all right, excellent.
So I was just going through World Domination 101, so you can listen to it later. It's real short. But what you should do is you should get Sojourners on and basically go through Clint's book, and the whole goal is that You know, if you get 4 square miles of in a state, you can get your own county charter and go back to the common law. And this is the way to essentially start, you know, America's basically designed a certain way, so you can reclaim America, but all the international laws have been written for the globalist. But once you basically get everyone to sign on board with what, like, Anna's trying to do, then you can actually swing the whole thing. Because the only way the system works is that they've trained all these Rhodes Scholars, and there's very few of them, to turn all the levers of power around the world.
Well, guess who my governor is, Jeff?
Eric
Greitens, Lieutenant Commander, Navy SEAL, Rhodes Scholar, being groomed for the presidency. Everybody keep your eyes on my governor, Eric Greitens, and he's handling the old Jason Stockley verdict stuff. He's been very hands-off, hasn't he? He's been doing things behind the scenes, and so he's being groomed. Let's just put it this way, folks. So keep your eye on the governor of Missouri, Eric Greitens. Anything else, Jeff? I got a bunch of callers.
Just real quick. You know, there's only about 500,000 people around the world that are basically the manipulators, and you know, you can identify them with brain technology these days and Sherry Edwards speech technology. You can tell who all the globalists are. And then you basically just line up the gallows.
Hey, you know, hey, thanks for doing that for me, Jeff. Gosh,
hey, no problem, bud.
All right, dude.
Hey,
thanks.
When Clint left, you're my support team. Okay.
All right. Right on. See ya. So there's a lot of people with the solutions. The problem is between here and there, and having enough people that are, you know, don't have their heads up their rear ends and basically, you know, can do this when we're, you know, I mean, you, it, this is, you know, we're in a battle right now. And, you know, the people in Puerto Rico, it's funny that all this, a lot of these things were based in Puerto Rico as well. And that the island just got flattened. So I wish I would have asked Jeff about that. But anyway, let's take Rob in Illinois. Greetings, sir.
Hey, Rob.
Hey.
Hey, Robert.
Hey.
You could have just carried the show with Jeff all night. And I'm sure we all would have appreciated it, because Jeff just comes in like a blizzard, man, with all the information he has and references everything he does. I mean, he's a pretty amazing guy.
Yeah. And yeah, but, so what do you want to talk about?
I don't know. You just referenced Puerto Rico. What did you mean by any things that are based there? I know the IRS was incorporated there in 1953, and there's been speculation if they
and
keep
some
any
of
documentation
these,
there.
Some of the like basically these shell trusts and corporations, a lot of them are in Delaware and Puerto Rico, from what I understand.
Yeah, well, think of, who knows where the IRS keeps their documentation, but, you know, if they wanted to wipe things out, to not leave a paper trail, they can always say that, oh, the hurricanes of Puerto Rico wiped everything out, and we have nothing to produce for you, so we have to start all over again.
Yeah, well, you know, there's a big fire here in St. Louis at the big military records center some years back that pretty much wiped a large swath of information
someone
and so forth.
Someone was saying how that so people that were in the Vietnam War couldn't even prove that they were in the Vietnam War.
Yeah, pretty fascinating.
Took care of that. Yeah, it is. It's just amazing how coincidental and convenient these things pop up. But one thing, Jeff, you know, a lot of things that I had other things to talk about. I still probably do. But Jeff was saying these neural. First, we were saying Betsy DeVos. She has a neuro call or neuro something to Israel or something. What was he saying about this?
Yeah, it's some sort of
neurotransmitter.
Yeah, I mean, some of that stuff, some very heavy stuff that Dr. Parker and Jeff are into. Betsy DeVos being the sister of Eric Prince from Blackwater.
Right.
Ken said neurophone.
Right.
Yeah, so, you know, this is a billionaire's here. Brother clicked up with the Knights of Malta and so forth in the Vatican. You know, these guys have been some heavy arms dealers, 900-year-old Vatican knighthood gang. I was on the Knights of the Equestrian Orders. They put out a periodical. I mean, this is a real part of the the power structure. A lot of people focus in on the organized Jewish community 100%, and I think we do ourselves a disservice by not looking into some of the, like, the black nobility and the heavy hitters and the papal knighthoods and so forth, because there's a lot of money and power that flows around that sector as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you have Junker, and that's what's Junker? What's Litha? Not Lithuania. It's Liechtenstein.
Yeah, he's German, but his family weaseled their way into one of the small nation states there. I don't want to say Liechtenstein. It's one of the other ones,
Litten something.
Yeah,
but yeah, in World War, the father took it, and it's one of the richest spots, territories, cities, towns in all the world.
Yeah,
and Juncker pretends to be the head of the EU over there, pretty much.
Yeah, very interesting.
But some of the disservices we're doing to ourselves here now. One of the things that Jeff mentioned is the white genocide agenda. Now, I don't know if you listen to Jeff Rentz or not, but Jeff Rentz has periodically people from South Africa, and South Africa has been in, the whites down there have been faced with this white genocide. There's over 40 million blacks, and they're down to like 4.5 million whites. And there's, on a daily basis, there's families being massacred daily. You know, they go into their farms, they massacre them. They don't just kill them. They torture them to death. They pour hot oil down their throats. They rape them. They kill them. Cut out their eyes. You know, the whole gambit.
Mm-hmm.
This stuff's been going on, and it's been ignored for the most part, because obviously, we, unless you're listening to Rents or RBN or something like that, you're not really hearing about it. But one of the things, a couple of weeks ago, one of these personalities came on that are involved down there, said that what we have witnessed here with all these safes in the colleges, started with the safe spaces, and it started with trying to say that whites aren't welcome here, and that the blacks and different groups wanted to segregate themselves, and that they wanted to start changing the names of things and whatnot. That is basically something that happened back in 1994, 95, 96, when all this white genocide started. They're basically saying that what's happening here is identical to what happened there. Basically, South Africa being a beta test of how to conduct white genocide.
I agree that it's a microcosm, and it was like a way to see, almost in a laboratory setting, to see how people are going to take it and so forth and so on. Now, I think culturally there's some differences. But I mean, the Afrikaners and you know, the Boers and so forth in South Africa are pretty hardcore, and there's still some very, very hardcore ones over there. But you know, what's really weird to me about the South African thing is how the South African government, under, when it was under white rule, they were clicked up and doing joint experiments with the Israelis and everything and so on. And then there was a certain time where basically the Jewish power structure in South Africa basically turned its back on the whites and shoved the dagger in their back, and then they basically set the whole thing up as basically what kind of we're witnessing now with, you know, everything, we're the little things we're seeing here, the ripple effect I talk about with this NFL stuff and all this. You know, people don't realize how this stuff, like, you throw a stone into a pond and you see the ripple. You know, you can't gauge where this is going to go. And I think this is going to be some heavy, heavy things we're going to have to face in our very near future.
Well, what happened there is what's happening here. People are getting desensitized.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate. Like, if there was, like, I don't know how to put this, but things that are happening to white people, for some reason, how they turn it around now, all of a sudden whites are bad, whites are evil, whites did this, whites did that. Us whites here really didn't do anything. Yes, are there bad whites? Absolutely. Are there bad blacks and so on? Absolutely. But whites in general have done nothing. As Frank said earlier, basically we've bent over backwards. You know, we have, again, bad people and aggressive people and people that just don't give a darn. But all the same, we've all just gotten along, you know? We all have black friends, Latino friends, and so on and so on and so on. If they don't want to hang out with us, you know,
we don't go to force ourselves onto them. We're just here to live our lives.
Yeah.
But
well, it almost makes you think like this. It almost makes you think like this. Was all the 1960s, the civil rights era and all that, the play the nicey-nicey, okay, white people, we're going to back off and we want the big kumbaya celebration and so forth and so on. You look at it now and you look at the militarization going on in the psyche, in especially, you know, our urban communities, you know, where a lot of black people live around only other black people. You could really say in an honest way and stand there and not feel like you're being disingenuous and saying that was a mistake. White people should have never become Mr. Nice Guy, because see, it's like the give somebody an inch, they take a mile, and it's just like, well, how easy it is to manipulate the public in general, the people that are, you know, these psychological warfare experts. I mean, hell, they can turn an entire population against somebody in one generation, and then you're got open warfare in the streets.
Yeah, I don't want to focus too much on the 60s, but, you know, blacks, if you ever see old photographs, and I know it was probably mentioned on the show before, elsewhere, but, you know, you see the old photographs when the blacks used to actually be a family unit. They used to dress, yeah, have their Sunday best, and they used to actually take care of themselves and dress in all these nice clothes and whatnot. Then when all the civil rights stuff's happening, they started forcing integration and all that stuff, that's when it all fell apart. That's when they started forcing on welfare, and that's when they started forcing on affirmative action. That's when their whole world fell apart, and that's when actual true resentment started, if there has been any.
Yeah, well, you know, one guy that really, a black guy, conservative, that really hits home on what you just talked about, Larry Elder. Like him or not, or think he's just, you know, kind of a Zio conservative or whatever, but he nails that constantly about basically that, look, the collapse of the black family is what's caused this basically rise of almost like a marauding gang kind of mentality in all of our major cities, to where basically it's dangerous for anybody to be around, quote unquote, the hood. I mean, I tell this to these black people that live around white people in the suburbs, but they still want to carry this kind of pro-black power mentality. I'm like, well, why do you live around white people? If you got this black, you know, white people are evil, and it's the same with these rappers and the same with the football players. It's like, dude, you guys got mansions in white neighborhoods. Why? Why did you build your mansion in the worst parts of St. Louis or Chicago or whatever? And, you know, they'll tell you, but that's the hypocrisy to me. It's like, you want to sit here and play the pro-black role and the rest of it, but you don't even want to live among your own people. It's just sick.
Yeah. I got nothing against Larry Elder. I've listened to him a few times.
No,
but
he's pretty
really
good.
He's really not in my schedule of programs.
No.
Networks I listen to all day long. I can't only fit in so much in the time I'm awake, you know.
Yeah, I don't listen to him like on the air. I just read the articles like on WorldNet Daily and other places, you know, where you can see his articles, which are pretty good and short and to the point. But, you know, I just use him as an example.
Yeah, well, what happened there is twofold. You know, again, breaking up the black family because, you know, they, with the welfare system, they found out that the more kids you're going to have, the more money you get, and you don't need to be married. And if you get married, then that's going to deduct from your income, and then, you know, all that stuff. And then twofold, it also brought down white society, too. It broke down the white family. It broke down the white morals and ethics or so on. There's the whole other factor to that. Let me move on to here. So what's going on? You mentioned the FEMA ships. This is what inspired me to call in, the FEMA ships, because I saw videos and articles where they literally look like prison ships. You walked into a prison with all the cell doors and everything. That's what they look like. And, you know, if you spiral down a few YouTube videos, I'm sure you know this site, aplaintruth.info.
Oh, yeah,
I'm sure
yeah.
You know them, right?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
They got one recently, the Killing Fields of Hurricane Harvey, which basically focuses in on a guy that was down there, his militia, and how they went down to help with the Cajun Navy and everything else, and how they ran into a bunch of opposition with independent contractors and the people trying to take their weapons, people trying to take their supplies, people trying to tell them you can't go there. And then he was mentioning how there's this actual civil war, how some officials they ran into are like, hey, look, I'm going to help you get in there, but once I get you in there, you're on your own. And then they come into an opposition where other officials were like, the militant officials, like they wanted to control the area, they wanted to control everybody, and they kept going for their guns. They kept trying to grab the militia on people that were trying to help, trying to grab their guns and trying to grab their supplies and trying to make sure they couldn't help anybody. Yeah. So very interesting videos. You got the FEMA ships on there, and then you got Sam Hancock. He does another. He basically mirrors that with a FEMA, CIA hunting, murdering people.
Did you see the one? There's one on this YouTube channel called Research Revolution. I have it in my clips, but it's basically this guy. He's talking about flushing the toilet to get rid of all the dead bodies and all the rest of this stuff.
Yeah.
Very weird.
Well, yeah, and I know
like opening the dams, one. Opening the dams to actually flush the toilet to get rid of a bunch of bodies and
absolutely.
So forth.
Well, let me hold
crazy.
On.
Crazy. All right. See you guys on the other side of the break.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, folks,
it
Subsidiary Radio. We still got you, Rob.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, hey, let me play this little clip, and this is off of Research Revolution, and it's about this guy talking about all the tack teams he ran into, so forth and so on. Let's hit clip 10 real quick.
By that night, I had 100 to 150 very tacked out armed teams ready to protect Texans. Ready to go into these small towns and these neighborhoods and make sure that people were not getting locked in, make sure they were getting aid coming into them, and making sure that the government was not allowing people to be killed, whether it was by the release of these dams and the flooding for a second time, not from the hurricane, but they were flooding these areas for a second time. And my security guy informed me that what they were doing was basically flushing the toilet on Port Arthur. And the bodies that they had seen from the hurricane, whether they were full of bullet holes or whether they were just flood victims, were not there during the second flooding. They had not been collected. They were being washed out to sea.
All right, I guess that was it, Mr. Producer. It's just weird, and I'm reading about the disappearing of homeless people once again. I covered this a couple of years ago, where these stories were coming all from all over the place, and now I'm starting to see them again. Have you been seeing the same thing? And I'm like, it's just interesting with this kind of build up to this crescendo point of whatever we're going to reach it, and now you're seeing the stories once again of homeless disappearing and. The FEMA barges and the whole nine yards. Very, very eerie.
Well, the clip you just played, I heard the rain in the background. So it's the same guy that I've seen, and he's showing up in different videos. It's the same clip, and it's about 30-some minutes long.
Yeah.
And the part there you got to hear is the bullet holes in them. See, these people didn't just drown. It wasn't natural. They didn't just caught up in the disaster itself. There were, I don't know, there was literal hunting and killing of people. Oh, you're here? Boom, you're dead. They literally bursted the dams to flush them out to sea. There's, when they talk about Katrina, they say there's over a million people that never really returned back to New Orleans, okay?
Yeah.
So what do we have here? How many tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of people may be missing from Texas, which was a hard, hard rain for 3 days, or Florida, where it wasn't so bad. But if they're pulling this crap where people are disappearing with bullet holes or being abducted or whatnot, what's going to happen?
Think about Puerto Rico, belly up financially, and now it gets flattened. Who the hell knows what's going on there?
Yeah. Well, this is what we need to be talking about, Robert. We need to be... More people need to be talking about this. I mean, more hosts on RBN, more hosts at Rents, more hosts at whoever else.
Yeah, it's very weird, man, and I'll try to keep on it. Thanks for calling, man.
This is the genocide that's going on, Robert, and it's not just whites. Other races are collateral damage.
Right on, man. Thanks for the call.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart
and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.